This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Saturday morning, and it's going to be hot again today. I feel bad for those people that sit out in the sun at the 1 o'clock game today. I can't believe they have 2 games today. The Phillies have 2 games. It's because of the greed of sports, not just baseball, the greed of sports. You give the players all those days off, but you got to get all those games in. So why not schedule a day-night doubleheader to get an extra admission in there? It's just, well, whatever. That's not the biggest issue today. All right, the Phillies. We'll start talking, start it off, and we can talk about the Phillies. They are back. They are home. They're playing San Diego. San Diego this season has not been a good team, obviously. The way they've played their record shows they're not a good team. However, they're not a bad team. They got some players, and they did something last night that the Phillies need to do and have not been doing enough to win more games. They hit home runs. It doesn't matter how long they are, but there were some of them that were long. But the Phillies, they had a home run last night. And you can say what you want. You can listen to that nonsense on the Phillies post-game show on Comcast or NBC Sports or whatever you want to call it. That's nonsense. Oh, yeah, they didn't quit. They didn't quit. They're down 7 runs in the 9th inning. And the Padres have one of their worst bullpen pitchers in there with a 7-run lead. And so Realmuto hits a home run. Wow. And they scored 2 runs in the 9th. And then I like John Kruk. But John's becoming, just soft. John was never a soft guy. He's becoming soft. Soft at, they fought back and they forced Bob Melvin to bring in his best closer. They didn't force him to bring in. Bob Melvin just didn't want to waste any more time. And he brought in his closer. They were still down. And by my math, and tell me if I'm wrong, by my math, they were down 8-3. All right? They're down 8-3. That's still 5 runs. So it's not a save situation for a closer. But Bob Melvin maybe remembers what he didn't do last year by bringing Hader in. And he did it this time. He just wanted to shut it down. That just stopped this nonsense. But the reality is, Phillies are a good team. What are they good enough? And this is the question today. What are they good enough for? And they got people excited, and they won a bunch of straight games on the road until they lost 2 in a row. By the way, the Phillies, with that loss last night, it's kind of broken up, but they've lost 3 in a row now. And they beat some good teams in that winning streak, but they beat mostly bad teams. So I want to see, and now they're playing. I don't know how good Milwaukee is. They come in next week. I don't think San Diego, the way they've played this year, is that good. But they're a better team than a lot of the teams they played. But here's the biggest problem. Here's the biggest problem that I think the Phillies still have. The top of the order is inconsistent. They had 2 hits out of their first 4 batters. 2 hits out of their first 4 batters. That's not going to make it. And I'm not one that I don't. Trey Turner is such a good guy, and I know he's a good player, and I know he's a better player offensively. But what the hell? He was 0-for-5 last night with 3 strikeouts. 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. That's not going to work. That's just not going to make it. I don't know what his issue is, and we keep on listening to the manager, and he just, I know they're going to hit. Well, you hope they're going to hit, and you've got the players who you think can hit. Kyle Schwarber raised his batting average up to 186 last night. At least he didn't strike out, but he walks. He walks. That's what makes it. He walks. It's great. And Castellanos, I'm not worried about because, you know, we've seen enough that it looks like he's going to have a good year. Stott has really done a good job this year. And then Bohm. Bohm had 2 hits last night. The one thing he doesn't do anymore, and you want a little power out of him, because of the way he's hitting now, he's going to get some base hits. But he's not going to hit the way he's swinging. He's not going to hit with a lot of power. Or it doesn't seem like he's going to hit with a lot of power. And that's what they need. They need power. They need power. They need home runs. And that's the way they score, because that's just the kind of team that they are, especially in this ballpark. But the top of the order, the inconsistency, I don't know how many people are worried about that. The inconsistency at the top of the order. Remember, the Phillies have played close to 100 games. It's not the midway point of the season. The All-Star break is, theoretically, people will say, well, it's a midway point of the season. Okay. It's a midway point, but it's not. The Phillies have played close to 90 games. So it's not the midway point of the season. We're past the midway point, and there's still inconsistency with the top of the lineup. I hear it. Well, the Phillies didn't quit in the ninth. You know, when a batter goes up to the plate, there's not many batters that are going to give away at bats. They're going to try to get a hit because it's an individual thing. It's a personal thing. You want to get a hit. You don't want to just go up there and just take 3 swings and sit down. So, they didn't quit. What does that mean? They were down 8-1. They got it to 8-3 against probably one of the worst pitchers in the San Diego bullpen coming out. You know, the manager's not going to bring out one of his better pitchers when they're up 7 runs going into the bottom of the ninth inning. So they didn't quit. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means they got some hits. They didn't quit. Listen, when the Phillies don't play well, you shouldn't sugarcoat it. And when the Phillies do play well, knock yourself out and get excited and, what the announcers and the postgame show, say they played well and give them a lot of compliments and a lot of accolades, but don't make excuses after the game, please. Don't make excuses. That's what the game is. Excuses are for losers, and the Phillies are not losers. They're not losers, and they shouldn't be making excuses, and they shouldn't have people make excuses for them. But they've got to get some consistency out of the top of the lineup. Something else which was interesting after the game. Interesting because before the game, Rob Thompson's there and he's talking and asking the people, well, what about Painter? What about this? I wouldn't be surprised if Painter doesn't pitch this season in a game. I wouldn't be surprised. You don't want to hurt the guy. He's 19 years old. I don't know when he turns 20 or if he turned 20. You don't want to screw it up. You don't want to screw it up. If he's been out the whole season, why just ask him to kind of go all out and a possibility to hurt himself? I wonder whether he's even going to pitch this season, but that being the case. But before the game, people ask about Harper playing first base. And then Rob Thompson, before the game, said Bryce Harper has a possibility of playing first base this weekend. Okay, so I'm thinking Derek Hall probably is not going to play against left-handers at first base. So I figured when Snell pitches, and that's the first game of the doubleheader today, you figure, okay, if you're going to put Harper in at first base, that's the time against the left-hander because Hall won't play. And then after the game, he says, Harper will not play first base this weekend. Like, what happened between the start of the game and the end of the game? And what decisions could have happened after he said that? And somebody said, well, you know, Harper's not ready. Or I'm not sure whether, or maybe the doctor said, you know, I'm not sure whether you want to put him at first base because there's going to be a lot of throws, more throws than you would have in the outfield. And is he just not ready yet? And, you know, Thompson did say possibly next week, or he didn't say possibly, he says maybe next week, or he didn't slam dunk it that he'd play first base. And I don't know that that's a good idea anyway. The only reason that Harper would play first base is because defensively, Schwarber is so bad in left field. He's terrible in left field. And that's a little bit of a problem, but I don't know if you should play Harper at first base because Schwarber's so bad defensively in left field. I'm not sure that's the case, or that should be the case, because Harper's never played first base. It's not like everybody thinks it's easy to play first base. First of all, it's not easy to play anywhere in Major League Baseball. It's not easy to do anything. I mean, it's not easy to do anything. It's just, and the only experience that I've had, obviously not at the major league level, years and years ago, Danny Ozark used to, I mean, things were a lot more relaxed. He used to let me go out in batting practice and play in the field during batting practice. And I know the way the balls come at you. Again, that was a long time ago. And that's not, all I know is those balls come at you. They're not easy the way they come at you. It's not easy. No, I played baseball before, but not when Major League Baseball players are hitting the baseball. But regardless of that, I'm not trying to make that comparison. But it's not, the point is, it's not that easy to go out and just play a position you've never played before. So I don't know, you know, I kind of wonder, why the change all of a sudden? Why the change? And I don't know what the reason for that was. I have no idea what the reason for that. There had to be a reason. I mean, you all of a sudden just don't say before the game, he's got a possibility of playing first base, and then after the game, there's no possibility of him playing this weekend at first base. Let's take some calls before we take care of some business here. But by the way, also, so we'll talk about the Phillies. I don't know if there's concerns by you. I want to talk about that party animal, James Harden. Maybe he's running. You know what? James Harden never runs out of parties. Two of them last week. Slam dunk on two different sides of the country. He's a traveling partier, too. I'm telling you, I think he's going to be here on the roster to open the season. Who the hell wants James Harden? Really, who the hell wants James Harden? But the Sixers may be stuck with him. And, you know, all these people that they bring in and they want James to come back and Joel and we'll be friends forever and all that other nonsense. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Pat Beverly, oh, yeah, he's going to, yeah, I want James to come back. Well, it doesn't seem like that's working because he doesn't want to come back. So we'll talk about that. And today we got to talk about the Eagles. They're less than 2 weeks away from camp. Finally, 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 finally football. And I've gotten multiple questions this week. You know, after last year, people say, well, what are the Eagles going to do this year? So we'll talk about that this morning. And I do want to talk about LaFraud James. I got to talk. And there was an interesting date 2 days ago in Philadelphia history. Not sports, but in the sports complex. And I want to touch on that too. All right, but first let's go to the phones. And I believe Jim's up first. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hello, Howard.
Hi.
This is Jim from Landenburg.
Yeah, where is Landenburg?
Oh, right near Kendallsville.
Where's
right Kendall's? Near where Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania meet.
Okay, so that's a ways down the road there a little bit.
I wanted to ask you, talk about a tweet you put out about a month or so ago. And it was supporting Dick Allen for the Hall of Fame. And I'm of that age. I'm 68. And I agree with that. I watched Allen his whole career. And from
it's 64 disgraceful to that he's not 70, in the Hall of Fame. Disgraceful.
From 64 to 74, I don't think there was a better offensive player in Major League Baseball.
Well, I know there was a five-year period he was better than any player in Major League Baseball. That includes Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, everybody. His numbers were far better than everybody. And because his personality, I mean, Reinsdorf didn't want him in. And unfortunately, and Dave Dombrowski's a good guy, and I like Dave. And I think he's a good general manager. However, it's never official, but I was told by multiple people that because of his friendship with Reinsdorf, who didn't want Dick Allen in, Dave Dombrowski didn't the last time, or one of these times, didn't vote for Dick Allen to get into the Hall of Fame. And that's kind of sad.
That he's really an idiot, is kind of sad. Ben, I mean, another thing, you made me think about Allen. And that night after I saw your tweet, I said, something went through my mind. I thought about Willie Mays in San Francisco and who hit behind him, Willie McCovey. I thought about Roberto Clemente in Pittsburgh and who hit behind him.
Willie Stargell.
Willie Stargell.
Yeah, but see, the thing is...
But who hit behind Dick Allen?
Well, yeah, you know what? A good player is a good player.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dick Allen was not a good player. He was a great player, and he's a Hall of Fame player.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to dwell on that because, unfortunately, a lot of our audience doesn't remember Dick Allen. And he was, I saw him hit home runs at Connie Mack Stadium that were out of the ballpark, over the roof.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good defensive player, but so what? He was one of the best offensive players the game has ever seen. So,
and it was harder to hit then. The pitchers had a bigger strike zone. The ball wasn't as hard as it is now, I don't think. I might be wrong.
Hey, Jim, I didn't put out the question, and I should have. The question today to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, and check it all out at thebruno.com. It's based on the boredom of All-Star games, and obviously this week the All-Star game, which was one of the lowest-rated All-Star games ever in Major League Baseball. So it's based off of that a little bit. Something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse. Can you think of anything? That's all right. I put you on the spot because
I miss the sporting news. I miss the old sporting news that used to come in the mail once a week back when it was on newsprint.
Sports Illustrated only comes out once a month now, too. But the sporting news is gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's going to win. But that's an interesting thought. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. All right. That is interesting. I thought about, I used to get the sporting news. A lot of people did. Matthew, who's in Deptford. Matthew, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Howard?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, the Phils, man. First of all, you're absolutely right with I just say Ben Davis and John Kruk. I mean, talking about they battle back. Well, if they weren't up seven runs and the San Diego manager didn't throw in the most garbage reliever he had and threw in Hader, it would have been 8-1 or whatever, you know. So I don't get all that, we battled back and they showed heart. I mean, this is Philadelphia. Yeah, that crap don't really fly. You know what I mean?
We battle back doesn't work for me. Not when you're down 8-1. I mean, and you're down 8-1. Okay, you can quit, but then you embarrass yourself. Batters, when you're baseball is a team game played by individuals. So you're an individual, and it's you at the plate, and you're not going to embarrass yourself. So
exactly.
They didn't quit. What do you mean they didn't quit? You know, a player, if any player ever gives up an at bat, then he shouldn't play. You should bench the guy. And I don't think the Phillies have those kind of players. But what do you mean they battled back? What does that mean? You're down 8-1 against the worst. I don't know if he's the worst pitcher in their bullpen, but with an ERA out of the bullpen of 5.5, that doesn't tell me he's a very good pitcher.
Yeah, he's no good. The only one that keeps it real in there is Ricky Bataco. But listen, Howard, why? We just came off the All-Star break, had all them days off. Why would you pick Christopher Sanchez the first game? That's what I don't get. I mean, you already lost 2 against the Marlins. Why wouldn't you get Nowhere Wheeler at your first game and,
have a chance to win,
get a win under your belt, knowing you got a doubleheader today? What?
You know, I probably should have asked that question before the game, but he obviously, the way the schedule is set up, and they have another off day on Monday, the way the schedule is set up, you know, I'm so tired. Well, we'll give the guys extra rest. And that's okay. A day, extra rest. But that's okay. It had to be set up because of the teams they're playing after this series. And the doubleheader, you're going to bring up. So you got two of your starters pitching in the doubleheader. So maybe that's it. You have two of your starters pitching in one day. You've got Suarez pitching in the first game today, in the day-night doubleheader, just the greed of sports, two separate admissions. The day-night doubleheader, Suarez and Taiwan Walker. So maybe because you have two starters going in the same day, and maybe that's it. That could be it.
And one last thing, Howard, I know you're going to get to this later, but listen, LeBron James, his ego is just run amok. I mean, come on, for him to be telling everybody, lucky for you, this ain't the day I'm retiring. Nobody thought you was retiring anyway, dude. All you talk about is you playing with your son and all this stuff. You weren't retired. Nobody thought you were retired.
I'm going to get into the
get
fraud,
out of here, bro.
The absolute fraud, total insecurity of a superstar. He is annoying. I wish he would go.
Attention whore.
We don't
That's
need
what
to
is.
See LeBron James. I don't need to see him anymore. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to see him, but we're going to talk about that. All right, the question today to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, which is a lot of good food. Something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
The physicality of football. And I'm talking about,
you know, that's not a bad answer.
They've totally taken it away. It's still a good product, but I mean, come on, that's why I compare the stats to the guys of the day. If they would have played, 15, 20 years ago.
That's not a bad answer. All right.
All right,
you're in the mix there, Matt. Thanks. Thank you. 215-592-9494. How about we took calls without giving the phone number? Isn't that shocking? I'm only kidding because there's some shows that can't give the phone number enough. You know the number. It's in your speed dial. You call WIP all the time. So you got the number. We got a lot to do today. And Rob Thompson said something last night after the game. And I like Rob Thompson. I think he's a good guy. And I think he's the kind of manager that doesn't get in the way of the players. And that's what you need. So I like the guy. I really do like the guy. But he said something after the game last night, which annoyed me. And we're going to get into the party animal, James Harden. Eagles football. How many wins this year? You know, it's kind of an interesting question. I will say this. They will not win 14 games this year. There's just no in the regular season. Will not. But that's not a bad thing. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about LeBron James and a date in history a couple days ago. Big date in history in Philadelphia. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to the phones. We'll get back to your calls. The time now is 8:22 and Tasty Cake. Yep, Tasty Cake. When you wake up in the morning and if you're hungry, you always think about something to grab to eat. You want to grab breakfast, but you want to grab a snack any time of the day. And Tasty Cake believes it's what's on the inside that counts. It really is, and that's what Tasty Cake is. Your favorite Tasty Cake treats, you got butterscotch crimpets, you got candy cakes. My favorite candy cake is really the peanut butter. Pecan squirrels are good, so much more. There's some other new Tasty Cakes we see in the Tasty Cake Studios are really, really good, but they're now in new packaging. The treats you know and love have not changed a bit, only their fresh new packaging has changed. So it's still great. That's right, new look, same tasty treats. So start your summer off right and grab yourself a Tasty Cake treat today. Any time of day, it's good, because the only thing better than what's on the outside is what's on the inside. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. For that. 38 years ago, 2 days ago, July 13th, 38 years ago, that was 1975, there was a monumental concert here in Philadelphia. Historic. Live Aid, obviously, to try to raise money for a good cause. Live Aid was here in Philadelphia. It was in two places. It was at Wembley Stadium in London and here in Philadelphia. JFK Stadium, which a lot of people never saw, 89,000 people. I'm going to tweet a picture out later. It's got a picture of a full JFK Stadium. Then you see the Spectrum in the background, and you see the Vet. None of those buildings exist anymore. And I was there. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. The number of acts there, ticket prices were $32. $32. $32. You kidding me? You can't get a ticket fee at $32 nowadays for a concert ticket. It's ridiculous what's happened with tickets. But anyway, Live Aid was an historic time here in Philadelphia. And we'll celebrate Live Aid 38 years ago with some music from the entertainers in Live Aid. The list, you won't believe the list of people, and we'll get to that too. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I was there.
I was there too.
It was fantastic.
Yep.
My buddy Ed, childhood friend of mine, and I, we got out of work late shift, went there at 2 a.m., camped out. When we got there, there were thousands of people on the sides. You remember how it was the horseshoe at the front sides? Where
yeah, that
the
was JFK.
It
was like a horseshoe type stadium.
Yeah. So we would have been, you know, 1,000 people to get in because it was first come, first served. As soon as the gates opened, you just ran to wherever you wanted to in the stadium. Mm-hmm. They don't do that anymore. Well, no. Somewhere in the middle of the night, I started to have to go to the bathroom, so I went to a porta potty to the back, and I saw they were jingling with the gates in the back of the stadium, and there was nobody back there. So I asked the guard, I said, hey, are all these gates going to open at the same time? And he said, yeah. So I quick hurried around, got my friend. We went to the back. We were first in line. When the gates opened in the back, we ran down the steps, and we were about 10, 15 yards from the stage. And one of the most incredible things was when Phil Collins flew over. He had performed at Wembley, flew over on the SST, the Concorde, which no longer exists either. And he played at JFK also, and then he announced Led Zeppelin, and he played drummer because John Bonham was dead. I remember they started rock and roll. They had to interrupt it because the crowd was so loud.
I'm going to run down, you know, I don't want to do too much on the history of Live Aid, but it was a great thing, and I'm going to run down some of the acts. Some of the entertainers that were there, it was just mind-boggling. All right, what did
yeah,
you,
just
you
when, call? When Led Zeppelin called about played, something though, it was else. Incredible.
You called about something else, but go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I do have a guess also. What do you think about if the Angels make Ohtani available? Would you try to make an offer if you're the Phillies?
Yeah, but they have nothing. They don't have enough to offer. They don't even.
You don't think Painter, another pitching prospect, and a couple of our outfield prospects?
Let me get ridiculous here. Because
okay.
On WIP, that nonsense that was rolled out there yesterday on the midday show, and I like those guys, Trey Turner for Juan Soto. The San Diego Padres, it'd have to be absolutely delusional, have lost their mind to only take Trey Turner for Juan Soto. 6 years younger. He's clearly a better player. And nothing against Trey Turner, but Juan Soto is a better player. What are you talking about? But here,
Padres aren't going to do that.
You a question that sounds ridiculous, but it might not be ridiculous. Would you trade Bryce Harper? And first of all, this will never happen. Never, 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 because it's too much salary. Would you trade Bryce Harper and Trey Turner for Ohtani? But you'd have to have the assurance that Ohtani would sign here after this year.
If we had that assurance, I would say yeah, because you get a 2-for-1, and you've never seen a player like Ohtani. He's generational.
Very, absolutely generational. You know, that's not that often. It can't happen. It won't happen. It will never, ever, ever happen. But if you had the assurance that Ohtani would sign here after this year, I wouldn't be opposed to trading those two players because you could find us. You have a shortstop. You're going to have a shortstop, and Ohtani would be a pitcher. You just you lose an you lose an outfielder for next year, but he's not playing outfield now anyway. And just in the offseason, you'd have to get an outfielder.
Yeah, I
don't know what you do.
I love Bryce. I love Bryce Howard.
No problem with either one of those players. But Ohtani is might be the best player in baseball for the next 5 years.
Maybe the best player we've seen since the early days of baseball.
He'd be the number one starter, the best offensive player. It's just mind-boggling. But again, that's never going to happen. But you know, the Phillies won't—they don't have anything to give for Ohtani. Not a chance.
I don't think the Angels are going to put him on the market, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I wouldn't be shocked if he stays in L.A. and just goes to the Dodgers. The Dodgers cleared a lot of salary out to sign Ohtani.
They have more to offer.
I think it's going to be the Dodgers or the Mets. That's who I think it's going to be. All right. So, what's your guess on, you know, the question for the $100 gift certificate? For all that fabulous food at the Bruno Brothers, something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse. And that's kind of based on the All-Star games, which are a joke.
You touched on it a little bit before, Howard. I really miss the Twilight doubleheader where you get 2-for-1 and the games are back-to-back.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's no such thing as a doubleheader for one admission. You see what's going on today. All right, Bill, you're in the mix.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, take care. Have a great day. All right, last night after the game, and I do have a – listen, if you play poorly, you play poorly. Just suck it up. The truth will set you free. Just be honest about the whole thing. Rob Thompson, after the game last night, and I'll call it an excuse, had an excuse – for the Phillies' loss and basically their lack of offense. Let's hear this. Wait a minute. Okay. So the first thing is they were rusty. Well, I think the Padres, and they travel too from coast to coast. I think the Padres had the same amount of time off. Did they not? Am I missing something here? Did they play a game somewhere in between that the Phillies didn't? Were they rusty? They pounded the ball pretty good. Besides the 4 home runs, they still had 11 hits. I don't want to hear you're rusty. You should be rested. Rusty is the wrong way. Again, I really like Rob Thompson, and I think he does a good job. He stays out of the way, which is good for a manager. The players like him. You know, all these things, but I don't want to hear you're rusty. You know, we almost had the tying run to the plate. What do you mean? You're down 5 runs. So that means even if you have the bases loaded, you don't have the tying run at the plate. What are you talking about? You know, hey, Rob, good guy. And I know you're an honest guy, being a Canadian. You know, coming from outside this country, more people outside this country are honest than the people in this country. And I give you props for that. But don't tell me you're rusty, please. Don't insult me that you're rusty. All right, enough of that. We come back. I got to talk about LaFraud. I am just so cranked up about LaFraud. And throughout the day, we're going to try to relive Live Aid. The list of acts for that concert were mind-boggling. And we're going to talk about the Eagles. How many wins? We'll get to that, too. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:40. I got a text from a friend of mine, and a big reason it happened here in Philadelphia, Live Aid, 38 years ago, 2 days ago, 1975. It was amazing. Like I said, later, after the show, I'm going to tweet out the picture of a full JFK stadium, which most people have never seen. And then behind it is the Spectrum and the Vet, which some people haven't seen them either, but haven't seen those buildings either. But it was an amazing day. And one of the people really, really responsible for helping put that thing together, and he was an unbelievable promoter. And people have heard the name Electric Factory. And Larry Maggot is one of the all-time promoters in the history of promoters, probably in the world, not just in this country. And he's from Philadelphia. Larry's been a friend of mine for a long time. And I was reminded that Larry Maggot had a lot to do with putting that event together. It was mind-boggling. All right, I've got to deal with LaFraud James, who is a total, I can't say total fraud enough. Total fraud enough. He is the most insecure superstar I have ever seen. He'll never be considered the best all time. Never. And you can capitalize all five of those letters. Never. N-E-V-E-R. Never. He's not even in my top five. But he wants to be noticed. The end of the season. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm coming back. You're coming back because you're going to play with your kid and you're going to build up. There's two reasons he's coming out. To build up numbers just so people can't get those numbers in the future of the NBA players. To build up his numbers, and he's got more numbers to build up. And to play with his son. Oh, he's got to play with Bronny. I don't give a damn. Play Jack. I don't give a damn what you think. All right. So it's just sickening. So he had to be the center of attention of one of the worst television events, and that's the ESPYs. Let's hear from the fraud, and that would be LaFraud James. Yes, you do. Lucky for you guys. Aren't you all so lucky? Isn't everybody lucky that he's not retiring? Isn't everybody lucky? We're all so lucky that he's not retiring. Go away. Go away. I don't want the ESPN falling all over themselves talking about you. I don't want to hear about this and what you can do here. I don't want to hear LeBron James or see LeBron James anymore. Kobe Bryant's better than he is. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Mr. Howard. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. Never had a bad day in my life.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that to me.
You're wonderful. In a hot anyway. Las Vegas, a little hot in Las Vegas right now, isn't it?
Oh, man, we were supposed to peak on Sunday, and we were supposed to break a record.
Like 120?
Well, not me. I'm from Philadelphia, sir. You know, I'm a transplant. You know, I've been out here for about 13 years, and I miss you guys. You know, but I miss my idols. Yeah. And, you know, everybody's falling off. And I got to wait for you on Saturday.
Well, hey, listen, you know, it's patience. Patience is a virtue. You got to wait for
you guys are my dream, and I've been torturing you guys for about, 19, 20 years of my life. And I started my own show out here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Right, what did you want to talk about, Tom? You wanted to talk about
I want to talk about betting. That's what I want to talk about. Because back in the day when we used to talk about betting, you used to call everybody a degenerate. Right?
There's still degenerates out there.
All right, I feel, but now it's now
just because it's legalized
doesn't
mean you're not a degenerate.
Oh, I understand that, but back in the day, it was all coin.
You have to bet every play,
no, nobody has
every
to bet
game,
every, play, sure.
Every series.
It's a market. Do you bet every stock?
No, I don't.
Okay, there you go. So, you know, I call it the blue collar stock market, you know, so. You know, people, your average Joe doesn't know about Pepsi or Google.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can make a bet on your phone. I don't think you can to get a stock on your phone as easily as you can.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can go to Cash App.
All right. So, what is there anything else?
Yeah. So the Phillies, they lost last night, right?
Yes, they did. 8-3.
Okay, and they were dogs.
But they didn't quit the ninth. They didn't quit in the ninth. They're only down 7 runs going into the ninth inning.
Okay, fair enough. No problem. So why is it a doubleheader today? I don't understand that.
Well, it was a scheduled doubleheader because there were so many days off and baseball's got to get so many games in. So why not have a two-admission doubleheader? It's just a money grab. If you want two games,
they only play each other like twice a year.
They wanted 4 games here against San Diego. Then either schedule it on Monday when both teams are off, or make it a doubleheader with one admission. It's sickening, the greed of sports, and it's not just baseball; it's every sport. This ridiculous midseason tournament by the NBA. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. It's foolish. It's useless. It's everything that's wrong with sports because it's more money, because you get more TV games.
That's why you got to play the game or be in the game. You know what I mean? Like, who watches it?
All right. So what do you miss?
Our question
today, something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse.
Well, sports gambling was illegal.
You miss that it was illegal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I can tell you this, Tom. I'll put you in. But I don't think it's going to win. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Another day in paradise, Rich.
95 degrees, hot and humid. Okay. So here we go. I have a problem with wanting to get another hitter for the Phillies. Okay. We need a pitcher. You proved to me years ago, and I'll never forget this, as I talked to you, the Braves Indians World Series. I called up on the radio telling you I thought you were crazy. I thought that the Indians were going to win the series. And you told me flat on simple, good pitching always beats good hitting. And obviously you were right.
In the
Braves
playoffs
won that World
for
Series.
Sure, yeah. In playoffs
and we need another pitcher. Perez is an example last night.
Here's the issue. You don't use all 5 starters. This is a tough choice for the Phillies. You don't use all 5 starters once you get in the playoffs. You might need 4 of them, but most of the time you don't use 5 starters. But you do need somebody to make sure that the bullpen's okay. And offensively, if you get a hitter, here's the thing: if you get a hitter, where do you put him?
Exactly. I mean,
no, I'm saying, I'm asking the question. Yeah. Where do you put him? Because you want to get your Kyle Schwarber out of left field, but your DH is Bryce Harper until he can play. But then where do you get another hitter? Where do you put him?
But that's exactly right. Because, I mean, like you said, if we get a left fielder, okay, then Schwarber's got to go to first. And then what happens to Harper? Because I guess Harper stays at DH.
Yeah, but then, if he's a DH, that means that
Schwarber's got to go to the
plays left field. Yep.
Yeah, and that's not. I mean, I don't know what it is with Schwarber, but in that clubhouse, he obviously means a lot. They win when he leads off. I don't get that. It's one big coincidence, but the numbers are still there, and that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's just. If they make a trade, it probably won't be until the last minute. And I just think it's not going to be a big trade. It's going to be something just to kind of fill it out. And I really think it's probably going to be somebody in the bullpen. I don't know what you do offensively. What are you going to do? You can't make a major trade. You got to get Schwarber out of left. And if Harper's DHing and even he's playing first base, where do you put the hitter? I don't think it works. All right. Our question today for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers: something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
Hockey fights. I used to love the hockey.
You know
fights.
What? That's actually a good one. Yeah, they don't have the same kind of hockey fights anymore. It would bring back some excitement at the hockey games. You're
yes,
absolutely right. That's a good. That's
yes,
a good
would.
One. All right, Rich. Hey, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. Some more of the. Acts, some of the entertainers from Live Aid as we go through the show. too bad. I could do a whole show and just, I mean, you go down, I'm going to run down the list of the acts that were at Live Aid here in Philadelphia, July 13th, 1975. And like I said, later today, I'm going to tweet out the picture of a full JFK stadium, which people have probably never seen. I've been there for different events and different things. It was crazy down there. That's, you know, that's another reason we should have all the sports venues there, because it's people want them there. It's easy to get to. They're used to it. There's plenty of parking. This downtown situation that the Sixers, they got ripped yesterday by the one of the leaders of the Asian community. And don't dispel that. I mean, just don't kick Chinatown to the side. That's part of the culture of Philadelphia. And the Sixers want to ruin that. They want to ruin that. They've already put people out in the rain and the heat at the Greyhound bus station now, moved away from there. It would be a terrible, terrible, terrible situation to have an arena downtown. It's so nice to have all the sports venues right where they are in South Philadelphia, right where they are. And at some point, the Wells Fargo Center is going to build another building. But it's just whatever. And Sixers, they're all about themselves. And they were called liars by this guy, too. Lied about everything. They were called liars. I don't know that I can disagree with a lot of things that they say. All right, 215-592-9494. The time now is 8:56. Tasty Cake. Get some enjoyment. Get some snacks. Tasty Cake is one of the best snacks that you can have. There's a lot of good snacks, but can you tell me if there's many things more enjoyable than Tasty Cake? And Tasty Cake believes it's what's on the inside that counts. It really is. Your favorite Tasty Cake treats, you can write them down. The peanut butter candy cakes, the crimpets, the chocolate candy cakes, the pecan swirls, the cakes, the pies, and they're now in new packaging. However, the treats you know and love have not changed a bit, only their fresh new packaging. That's right, new look, same Tasty Treats. So start your summer off right and grab yourself a Tasty Cake treat today, because the only thing better than what's on the outside is what's on the inside. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. Live Aid, which let me get corrected, and I appreciate the callers correcting me. I did quick math and I screwed up the date. The date was July 13th was correct, but it was 38 years ago, and my math was wrong. 38 years ago, and I had it 1975. It was 1985. Okay, it was 1985, July 13th, 1985, and here's the list. And it's not, I don't think it's even all of them. Bryan Adams, The Cars, Eric Clapton, Duran Duran, Boy George, Hall & Oates, Mick Jagger, Billy Joel, Judas Priest, Kris Kristofferson, Huey Lewis in the News, Robert Plant, Santana, Paul Simon. You can go Temptations, Neil Young, Stevie Wonder. It's unbelievable. Phil Collins. It's unbelievable what that event was. And it was right there where all the venues should be in South Philadelphia. Don't let the Sixers bully you into thinking that 10th and Market traffic jam is a great place for an arena. It would be a fiscal disaster. And they should remember one thing. The ego of the 76ers ownership, you're going to lose, because Comcast is going to beat your brains in with getting events. What are you going to do for 250 dark days in that building? It'll be a fiscal disaster if you build an arena at 10th and Market. Build a new arena, but if you want to build it, first of all, you should partner with Wells Fargo. That's what major cities do. Boston, New York, Washington, hockey and basketball in the same arena. There's not enough events for two of them. All right, enough of all that. Let me get back to the phones. And Dan, who's first up here? John, you're on WIP. Okay.
I think that there is some worry for the Phillies. I mean, you know, the top of the lineup is just David Rose.
It's the inconsistency is it at the top of the lineup. And I don't know what you do. I don't think you can. Yeah, they're not. They can change the lineup. Yeah, would I put Stott at the top? But you still have to have other players hit besides Stott and Castellanos. And I know Bohm's. But then what do you do? Your bottom of your lineup, you know, the pitchers have like an inning or two off if you weaken the bottom part of your lineup. You got to get guys who are supposed to hit. That's what it comes down to. And it's easier said than done. Baseball is a hard game. It's a very difficult game.
No, and that's not an easy fix. I mean, it's not an easy fix for a manager. I mean, it's a matter of when the players are going to come around. And, you know, unfortunately, everybody thinks or everybody can kind of believe that, oh, it's only halfway through. But you stated it earlier, and you're absolutely right. We're almost 100 games in already. So, I mean, the sample size is bigger than people think it is. So,
yes.
I mean, I think that's the reason for concern. I mean, you know, it's just, it's frustrating because on paper, they should be doing a lot better. I mean, you got to eventually think that, you know, Bryce Harper's going to, his power is going to return. Hopefully it's this year. It may
you
not
know
be
what?
This year.
I wonder if it's going to return this year.
No, not exactly. That's what I said. It might not be this year.
Ohtani wasn't a terrific kid the year after that surgery. I don't know what it is. And, you know, he said, obviously he tells people he feels strong. He tells everybody, you know, Bryce Harper, he probably feels that way, but I don't know what it is. And I'm wondering, before the game yesterday, Rob Thompson said possibility that Bryce Harper plays first base this weekend, which I don't know that that's a good idea. You're only doing it because Schwarber's so bad defensively in left field. But it's, I mean, it's not that easy just to go out and play a new position. And then all of a sudden after the game, last night, he says he will not play first base this weekend. What happened between before the game when he spoke and he had this little media session and after the game? What was Bryce not ready? Did the doctor's concerns about the amount of throwing he'd have at first base? I don't know. But defensively, they're not going to – that's not where they're going to win games. They got to score some runs, and they're pitching, obviously.
And I agree with you 100%. And, yeah, hopefully Turner and Schwarber and, you know, Harper can turn it on when it's needed. But, you know, like I said, the sample size is a little more than we think it is.
Okay, I got two questions for you, one baseball and one football. Do you think Schwarber will hit over 200 this year?
Absolutely not.
it's amazing that he struggles. But he walked. His on-base percentage is not that good either. All right, and now the other question, outside the box, not baseball. How many games do you think the Eagles will win this year?
I think the Eagles win 12 games, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's good for them.
Oh, I think that's a good thing. If they win 12 games, I think 11 actually is a good number, and I still think 11 will win the division. All right, the question today, based on a boring All-Star game, hey, it's great that Kimbrel got the save and all that other nonsense, but it's not the same game. It's the lowest, one of the lowest-rated All-Star games in their history. Something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
The Iron Man in sports where they played every day.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad call. The Iron Man is good. Okay, the Iron Man. Okay, you're in the mix. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Calling from Northern Virginia.
What, Virginia? Where?
Northern Virginia. Yeah, formerly a suburban Philly guy.
Okay.
In fact, I graduated from St. Jerry's Prep, and Jerry the Camera, of course, is our number one guy right now. But anyway, that's another
story.
Well,
you know what? You have just demeaned St. Joe Prep.
That word's been going around recently. Let me tell you.
Hold it. Whoa, wait a minute. The number one guy, what quarterback came out of St. Joe Prep, played in the NFL?
That would be Rich Gannon.
Yeah, Rich Gannon. What are you, crazy? Are you delusional? Forget about Joe. Rich Gannon is the number one guy out of St. Joe Prep then.
I'm teasing a little bit, but anyway, I don't know if you know, Howard, just quickly, the Preps rated number one in Pennsylvania. They're playing the number one team in Florida in Ocean City this summer.
Well, that's all right. That's good.
Yeah, so that should be a lot of fun. I'm going to try to make my way up there and see them. Anyway, I went to Live Aid. What I remember the most was the Mick Jagger and Tina Turner duo.
It was I was there too. It was amazing. Well, and the tickets were $32.
$50. Yeah, yeah. That's unbelievable. Crazy.
You can't get a service charge for less than $50, let alone
$32. Ain't that the truth? Your producer actually answered one of my questions already. I couldn't figure out why Hayden got the save last night, but I guess the tying runner was already on base, so I guess that gives him the save.
Yeah, the tying run couldn't have been on base. It was a 5-run lead. No, the tying run has to be on the on deck circle. I think the way the rule reads.
I'm sorry, on deck circle. You're right.
Yeah, the tying run has to be in the on deck circle.
And your previous caller mentioned about Sanchez starting. No way I would have started the number 5 starter after the All-Star game, but I'm not
sure. Yeah, because of the doubleheader today, and they're pitching 2 starters. Maybe that should have been a question. And I asked Rob Thompson a question about Soto being on the same plane and whether he talked to him or not with all this nonsense. And Soto at some point could get traded. But whatever the case may be,
I should have asked that question, but
I think because of the 2 games today.
Yeah, one last thing. Everybody's saying, "Oh, the Phillies' schedule sucked at home in the second half." Do you realize that they were 9-0 away, and I think 7-10 at home?
Oh, I know. The end of the season last year, they were on the road for like 2 weeks. And they got into the playoffs. That's not always a given. It's better to play at home, obviously, but it's not always a given.
Yeah, that's my fear that, I'd maybe rather be away at this point. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. I got 2 questions for you before the question to win the gift certificate. Are you sick and tired of LaFraud James?
Absolutely. That thing at the ESPYs was ridiculous.
Yeah, he tried to take over like he wanted to be the center of attention again. I mean,
he's never going to retire, and we're lucky. Yes.
Yeah. But we're lucky he's coming back. He said we're lucky.
We're lucky.
All right, my second question before the question: how many games do you think the Eagles are going to win?
I'm going to go, Howard. I'm going to go with 11, which for me ain't bad.
Okay, it's not a bad thought. All right, now the question to try to win the, and it's an opinion by pretty much Dan Wilson. So we'll give Dan the blame here. Something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
You know what, Howard? I'm a big college football fan, and right now it's not the same, and I think it's a combination of the NIL and as well as the transfer portal. You never know who's going to play for you anymore.
Yeah, they've ruined college. They're ruining, and it's slowly deteriorating. They're ruining college sports. You're in the mix. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise, John.
Another day in paradise.
Just because
that's
it's
nice.
Going to be 90 degrees, what's this? Yeah, so what?
Well, I'm in the hospital, so it's nice and cool in here.
Oh, well, I hope it's not too serious.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, get back.
We'll find out.
Yeah, but, calling me from the hospital. You're calling me from the hospital.
I apologize.
Yep.
Okay.
I wanted to ask, tell you about, you were talking about JFK. I remember being over at the Spectrum when all the wrestling degenerates were starting to file in, and I was over there killing time with an airport limo, and I saw my rearview mirror was a big sea of green. It was the Eagles walking over from the, I guess, from the vet to JFK to practice.
Yeah, I guess before they built the bubble, I guess they used to go over. I'm pretty sure they used to go over to JFK. And the World Football League team, which many people don't remember, played at JFK. They had different events at JFK. And the Army-Navy game was always there, and they had 100,000 people. And that was – what a spectacle that was. That was really a spectacle.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So.
And I seen some high school football games there, too, championships.
All right, John, I'm going to say, what hospital are you in?
St. Mary's,
which is in what part of the city?
Langhorne.
Oh, in Langhorne. I was going to say, I don't know. I was going to say, maybe we can get Chickies and Pete's to bring you some food out, but you may not be able to eat the food, so I don't even know. Not that it's not good. John, it's nice of you to call. All right, the question today, something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
Well, I'll tell you what I hate. That All-Star game, you don't know anybody, you don't know what team they're on. They all look
well,
the same.
It's American against National, but they play each other. Everybody plays everybody. They've kind of destroyed the American and the National. There's really no separation. There really is no. They have different divisions, but it doesn't seem like there's separation because If you play somebody in the World Series, you've played them during the season. It's just whatever. The All-Star game. Okay. All right, John. Hey, John, get better. Get better, John. Take care of yourself. Call me from the hospital. Can you imagine that? I call me from the hospital. Wow. All right. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on WIP. Hey, Sean? Is Sean there? I guess Sean, and no Sean, but he's not in the hospital, I hope. Let's go to Greg in Wilmington. Greg, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
My theory on why Rob Thompson, and this is just a theory on how someone might think, on why he started the fifth pitcher. Perhaps, number one, knowing that the bullpen is also fresh, so if he does come out early, you've got a completely fresh bullpen.
And yeah, but you got two games today, too.
No,
I think because of the
that.
Doubleheader today, and he's pitching two of his main starters in today's doubleheader. So that could have been part of it, too.
Yeah, thought about that. Then also, it throws everybody off. So now your number one faces their two. Your two faces their three. So maybe he thought long-term that would be a better play.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason for it. And I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't ask that question yesterday. But, hey, listen, I can't ask them all. You know, somebody
you
else
go.
Has got to jump up, too. You know, a bunch of the writers were mad at me that I asked him whether he spoke to Ron Soto, Juan Soto, on the ride back on the plane. That's a five-hour ride. You know, I just wanted to get him on the record. You know, I knew that he'd be the last guy to tamper. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't talk to Soto about how great Philadelphia is. But whatever the case, whatever. I should have asked that question. It's actually a good point. It's actually a good point. All right, is that what you wanted to talk about this morning?
Yes.
All right, I got some questions for you. Are
sure.
you tired of LeFraud James? Yes or no?
I was tired of James a long time ago.
Okay, that's the first question.
I think he manufactured his racism thing in his house, and they were going to remember that.
No, I don't, but I don't want to get into all that.
Yeah.
But he wants to be the center of attention all the time. I'm done with it. Hey, the only superstar I know that is so insecure, it's pathetic. All right, question number two. James Harden, you want him out of here?
Like Vladimir, as Gary Cobb says, yes.
Okay, all right. All right, number three. How many wins do you think the Eagles get this year?
11.
11's probably a solid number, and I still think that wins the division. All right, our question today for the $100 gift certificate, something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
I used to love that baseball was a relaxing game to go to the game in person, and you could go with friends and have a conversation. Now it's a ball game with nonstop entertainment and music. And people have said this to me, and I've had the same thought.
So you don't like the entertainment and the music at a game, huh?
No.
You know what? I think you're trying to keep the kids from being bored. But the game's sped. The only rule change that really is good, is the pitch clock.
I like that, yes.
Yeah.
But I wish they would have maybe one game a week where they would just have it more quiet. So if you just want to go there and relax and talk with friends rather than being part of the circus.
It is what it is. I know. It's just things have changed. Some of the things have changed for the better, but more have changed for the worse, and they've just deteriorated because of what sports has become. The All-Star game, it's guys that just they're buddy-buddy with the other guys, and they're just all having a good time. Make something competitive. Jack Fritz, who usually says nothing intelligent, just texted me. Nothing intelligent, beyond it. Make the All-Star game USA versus the world. That would be good if you could get, but there's too many guys on the team that are from other parts of the world. So it'd be an interesting concept. You got to try to make a game that means something, and it means nothing. The World Baseball Classic meant something, but you got to make something that means something, and the All-Star game means nothing. All right, so,
yeah.
But I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, you have a great day. It's gotta mean something. Doesn't it have to mean something? All right, let's go to Troy, who's in Northeast Philadelphia. Troy, you're on WIP. Okay, Mark, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
How you doing?
Another day in paradise. Hey, listen, I've never had a bad day, so, you know, why not just keep on rolling?
Yeah, me too. It's beautiful, but it's humid. But
yes, and listen, you could be in Phoenix or Las Vegas, and it'd be 120 today.
Yeah. Oh, but that's dry heat, Howard. But anyway, yeah, it's still hot. I don't care. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, because you would know better than I do, is there any talk about Mike Trout coming to the Phillies? Because
by social media and by nitwits.
Yeah, okay. So I thought that, because he does have a great big contract. But
he'd have to give up too much. I mean, for whatever reason, Trout likes California to play, but he comes home all the time. He's did a lot of Eagles games. I don't think they need a hitter as much as they need just to get a little more strength in the bullpen, because no pitcher, usually if a pitcher goes six innings, that's a long time. I don't know what they need. What they need is the top of the order to be more consistent. That's what they need. And that doesn't come in a trade.
You're right there. They need to all, four or five of them need to be hot for a lot longer than they've been lately.
Yep.
But
It's just all right. So I got some questions for you. Would you, okay. James Harden? Do you want him here or not?
No.
Okay.
No, he's proven time and time again that he's a poison to any team he goes to.
LaFraud James, are you tired and you've had enough? You surrender, leave, go. What do you think?
TV, if he comes on channel I'm watching, I turn the channel.
Turn it off. He's a total fraud. All right.
Yes.
And how many wins for the Eagles this year?
Oh, I'm going to say 13.
13? If they get 13, they will have the bye. And there's only one team in each conference that gets the bye, and they would have a great chance to get to the Super Bowl. But I think with their schedule and their travel schedule, that's going to be tough. I tell you, there's a stretch. I'm going to go over the stretch of games. There's a five-game stretch, but there's two games that are really tough, and I'm going to go over that when we come back. All right, our question for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, what something you used to love about sports that's gone away and gotten worse? Hello? I guess we lost him. All right. See, to prove how much of an idiot and a dope that Jack Fritz is, Wilt was more insecure than LeBron. That is so impossible. First of all, Wilt was so quiet. He didn't open his mouth all the time. You know, I was a kid, and I remember you didn't hear much from Wilt. And I actually met him quite a few times. After he played, I met him when I was a ball boy. I was a ball boy one night, and he was one of the players on the team. And he was quiet, and he was ornery, but Wilt was the best. Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain. And there's the top two in the NBA, and LaFraud James has no chance, zero chance of getting in my top five. Zero. Below zero. 215-592-9494. Yeah, when I come back, I'm going to go over this stretch of Eagles games. It's really tough. But that's what happens when you win. All right. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:23. Celebrating Live Aid 38 years ago, 2 days, July 13th, 1985. the axe for what an unbelievable. I can't, you can't even call it. That's an event. That wasn't a concert. 89,000 people at JFK Stadium, which doesn't. That's where the Wells Fargo Center is. And then the Spectrum was there, and the Vet was there. Yeah, times move on, but you know, it's just Mick Jagger, Paul Simon, Billy Joel, Neil Young, Phil Collins. You go right down. Eric Clapton. People, I always say this. What was the first group that I remember Eric Clapton in? People would never guess that. Would never guess that. But remind me, Dan, to give that at the end of the show. The group that Eric Clapton was first in, people never even heard of the group. I think I still have the album, which is pretty sick. Really sick. But whatever. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP. Joe's in Orlando.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Another day in paradise, Joe.
Listen, I'm a transplanted Philadelphian, and I get excited when people talk about Live Aid. I worked at one of the two hotels where most of the stars were staying, the Axe, and at the Palace Hotel of Philadelphia, the 18th of the Parkway. Not there anymore, but
that's probably the 18th and the. Is that the Windsor Hotel now?
I the last time I was in Philly, it was the.
I guess it's the Logan now.
Anyway, I don't know what the hell heck it is now, but Philly has changed in the years since I've been going. I left in '87 to move down to Florida to build hotels.
All right, what's up? What's up there?
Well, I want to tell you when I was at the hotel, you guys think you had a good time down at JFK Stadium. You should have been at the hotel because we had lounges set up, like six lounges where the acts could go in and rehearse and play and
Where was this?
At the Palace Hotel of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
And they stayed next door at the Four Seasons.
Okay.
Where the Four Seasons had just been built, like maybe a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And even like I was working security that night, and like at 12 o'clock, who comes down the elevator but Mick Jagger by himself.
I met Mick Jagger one time, once, yeah.
Well, we didn't meet him. He ran away from us because he knew we were security. He was trying to get over to the Four Seasons to go meet Madonna.
That's all right. What's wrong with that?
Not a damn thing. I'm just telling you it was a fun weekend for us.
Is there something sports you wanted to talk about here, Joe?
Yeah. Listen, I went to my first Eagle game in 1961 and at Franklin Field. You're talking about then. And I've been an Eagle fan. And as far as I'm concerned, the Eagles will win the Super Bowl this year. Howard, thank you for taking my call.
All right. I'm not so sure about that, but it's a tough call. But thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So I know you were kidding about that potential trade with the Angels for Ohtani.
Would I do it if you could sign Ohtani? Yeah, I would, but it's ridiculous. It's just all these trades that you hear on WIP are unlikely to happen because it's all nonsense. And
I totally agree, but you know why the Angels
But the realism, the realism, and this would never happen, but Turner and Harper for Ohtani, if you're assured you could sign him, because you lose that money from those two players, so signing Ohtani is not that difficult. It's ridiculous.
Well, Howard, you'll love my reason why the Angels won't do it. Is what do they need Harper for when they already got Mickey Moniak?
What do you mean? That was one of Matt Klentak's star picks.
Oh, I know.
Hey, Matt Klentak did a better job with the Phillies than Daryl Fraud Morey is doing with the Sixers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all right. So I'm going to ask you some questions now, James Harden. Back or not back, as far as you're concerned? He doesn't want to come. Like, who cares about James?
Go on.
All he does is party.
Go on. Get rid of him.
Okay. All right. Number two, are you – how tired, if so, of LaFraud James?
I'll tell you what, Howard, I'll be honest. I don't stay up late enough to watch the West Coast games, so I don't even pay any attention to it.
Okay. Well, he is – like, forget – I'm so tired of hearing. He made himself – the story out of the ESPYs, which is a horrible television event anyway. And the Eagles will win how many games this year?
I think they'll win 11 or 12.
Hopefully 12 to get the first seed.
I think 11's a solid number, and I think 11 still wins the division. All right, so now the question to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check all the great stuff out at thebruno.com. Lots of good food. Something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse.
So your producer may be a little young for this, but I always liked, before we had to pay for pay-per-view all the time, and we used to be able to watch it on ABC Sports for free, whether it was a featherweight, welterweight, middleweight, heavyweight fight, when you could watch Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duman, Camacho, Boom Boom Mancini, a good boxing match on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay. I don't know that that'll win, but there's something else about boxing that a friend of mine texted me that he misses. But you're in the mix. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Let me take you on speaker, sir. Let me take you on speaker.
Please do.
You know, you said 1975. Last, I was active IV. I was a young paramedic at the time. Uh-huh. And there was so many calls of people passing out. I mean, they were getting high off those balloons with their gas.
I didn't think there'd be that many people. I didn't think there'd be that many people that would talk about live.
It was unbelievable.
I just did it because it was a moment in Philadelphia music history. And being in South Philadelphia, that's where it's at. Yeah, all those people. You can't get an event if you do that ridiculous financial disaster of an idea that the Sixers have with building a building at 10th and Market Street. Financial.
Yeah, that would be an unlitigated disaster because
the fans
of right now, keep them there.
What's that?
I said that would be an unlitigated disaster where the stadiums are right now, leave them all in one circumference.
Yeah, right. Okay. Please, spare
and as far as the Major League All-Star Game, you always said great pitching beats great hitting. That's why that score is so low. I took the under.
Yeah, well, you have a new pitcher every inning. That's the difference.
Exactly. They don't go through the lineup, and the lineup just doesn't get a chance.
The questions I'm asking, do you want James Harden back?
Oh, hell no. I want him back. We should have had Halliburton and Hill. Like you said, 6 months ago.
Daryl Morey's such an idiot for not making that trade. LeFroy James, how tired are you of LeFroy James?
Scale of 1 to 10, 11.
Get out. I've had enough. But we're lucky that he came back. He told us
we're lucky. Let me tell you, the thing about sports I don't like is the NBA All-Star
How many wins did you say the Eagles, you think the Eagles will get?
I think the Eagles will win 10 games this year. They have a tough schedule this year.
All right. So now, they do have a tough schedule. So now the question to win the $100 gift certificate to Bruno Brothers, and I see you live in Center City, so there's a couple places down there to Bruno Brothers. Something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse?
The NBA All-Star Game. They play no defense at all. It's a dunk contest.
What's that, the NBA All-Star Game?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's brutal. Absolutely brutal. All right. Which is all the All-Star Games suck. But all right, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. We got another segment. We'll get your thoughts on something you used to love about sports that's gone away or gotten worse to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, and also the questions I have about James Harden, LeFroy James, and how many wins the Eagles are going to get. And if you want to talk about the Phillies, I've been saying it, I don't know for how long, that you got to get more consistency out of the top of the lineup. That's tough. San Diego, if they play the way they can, are not a bad team. And they got their best pitcher going today in the first game of the doubleheader. By the way, Phillies baseball, a money grab by Major League Baseball, a day-night doubleheader, two admissions. But Snell pitches in the first game, which is their best pitcher against Suarez. I think Walker was going to pitch the first game, but obviously Rob Thompson didn't want him going. I would think he didn't want him going against Snell. Whatever reason, he changed him from the first game to the second game. All right, 215-592-9494. Some people text me. I'm not going to mention their thoughts on what they miss or is going away, but I will mention that towards the end of the show. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:38, and tasty cake, tasty cake, tasty cake. What's your favorite? That's what I should do one day. Just have whatever your favorite tasty cake is, and they're all so, so good. But Tasty Cake believes it's what's on the inside that really counts. That's what matters. Your favorite Tasty Cake treats, and there's so many of them. I mean, you can go to the cupcakes, the crimpets, the peanut butter candy cakes, the chocolate candy cakes, the pies, whatever it is, the pecan swirls. They're now in new packaging. The treats you know and love have not changed a bit, only their new packaging. So that's a new look, same tasty treats. So start your summer off right and grab yourself a Tasty Cake treat today. You can do it any time of the day. It's also good because the only thing better than what's on the outside is what's on the inside. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. What I want. To celebrate Live Aid 38 years ago this week, 1885, July 13th, JFK Stadium. And I mean, that picture is so amazing of a full JFK Stadium. You see the spectrum and the vet behind it. It really just depicts what South Philadelphia is as a sports community. And I know the Wells Fargo Center, or Comcast, is going to build that area up even more over the next 5 to 10 years, and it's going to be the place to be. Not 10th and Market, South Philadelphia. It's going to be the place to be. And it will. They will, if the Sixers ever get that arena at 10th and Market, Comcast will bury them, will bury them with the events that they'll get there. It's not even close. It'll be a financial, huge financial mistake. And I feel bad for the people in Chinatown, which people just ignore, but it's just what the Sixers tell us is a bunch of nonsense anyway. All right. So here, I told you the stretch of the Eagles schedule, and everybody knows. After the bye week, and it's good that it's after the bye week, Kansas City there, which is a night game, Monday night. Then they have Buffalo back home on a Sunday. So at least they're not on the road the next week after the Monday night game. Then they have San Francisco at home. Then they go to Dallas for a Sunday night game. And then they got to go to Seattle. To come back from Dallas and then go back out to Seattle is brutal. Brutal. I don't know. The Super Bowl year, we went from Seattle to L.A. I don't know if we'd go... the team would stay out there. I have no clue what would happen, but that is, and then playing the Giants 2 times in 3 weeks is unfair for both teams, but whatever. That's a tough part of the schedule. All right, let's go back to the phones. And is John up first? John in South Jersey. John, you're on WIP.
Howard, a real pleasure to talk to you.
I understand.
You're a legend.
You know what? All I do is I've been working for a long time. I enjoyed it. I remember the first day that I did the first show on WIP on August 29th, 1986. Another anniversary is coming up. And from that point on, and I did sports talk radio on an FM station before that, but I'll never forget, all the years and the different people. And it was really kind of, it's WIP is so unique in so many ways, but I appreciate your comments.
I was going to ask you, when I first saw Harper come back, I was kind of looking at him. And did he lose weight, or is he
the same
size? Because he doesn't look – he looked thinner. And
no, I don't think he's lost weight. I don't
think so. Any, like,
I didn't ask him that, but Rhys Hoskins looks like he lost weight, but he doesn't think he's lost weight either. But I guess because
he has to
work out so much.
I wondered because I was looking at him when he was batting, and I said, he doesn't look like the same size he looked like last year. He looked like he lost like 10 or 15 pounds.
No,
I don't know if that
no
was due
he
to the injury.
That much. No way.
Well,
he lost that much
how weight. Could he work? Could he work out? I mean, could he lift weights with the injury?
Well, he can't use
with
his arms.
Tommy John's?
He can't use, I wouldn't lift weights. I don't know what, I'm sure he's got exercise he does, but I'm sure he stayed in shape all the time anyway. Just looking at him, I never noticed any weight loss.
You know what? The three home runs concerns me because it doesn't seem like you know, like he's swinging. I don't know, just something lacking there. You know, you would know better than I would. But three home runs for Harper, it doesn't add up. It really doesn't. And Turner, he may be weighed down by the contract. Why he's not hitting, why he's only batting like 240 something. Maybe that contract's weighing him down at $300 million that he has to feel like he has to produce.
I don't think the contract bothers him. I don't think the contract bothers him. No.
But go ahead. You were gonna say about the Eagles. I would say about 11 wins on the Eagles too, like
okay.
You. You said 11, right?
Yeah.
Did you have any? Here's the thing. Here's another thing too. I know you're gonna ask.
I think 11's a good number.
About baseball. I miss the Steve Carlton days when these guys used to go 9 full innings, and they weren't limited to a 100-pitch limit. It's something I miss about the game, seeing a starter go from start to finish. With a million guys coming in, bullpen guys coming in, having roles.
Anymore. You're right. It doesn't happen anymore.
I really miss that. And
as your answer to what you miss.
Yeah, okay. That would be my answer to that. Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the call. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to Matt in Manioc. Matt, you're on WIP.
Yo, King. It's an honor talking to you today. Thanks for taking my call. Yo, you know the scoop about Eagles quarterbacks, and I keep thinking of McNabb as you talk about LeBron, because he has some of the same qualities that make him annoying. Do you think that Jalen Hurts is going to go down as the best Eagles QB? He's done?
He's got to do it for 2 to 3 more years. Will he go to – I don't know. I mean,
is that your prediction
He's on that path. Right now, Donovan McNabb's the best in Eagles history, you know, in our history. If Jalen Hurts continues along this path, yes, he would be the best. But he can't just annoy them that because he's got to do more. He's got to do more.
I still haven't gotten over that joke of a Super Bowl with a slip and slide field. I still think that.
Yeah, but that's not – they lost because they made mistakes. They lost because they made mistakes, and people have to realize that. You can't blame the field, and some of the players, it was suggested they changed to longer spikes, and some of the guys didn't want to do it, whatever the case may be. You can't make all the mistakes they made and win a Super Bowl. You can't do it. Kansas City made none. The Eagles, the penalty, the fumble, the punt, the return, and I don't blame the return team because they didn't know the punt would be that short. Slay losing sight of of the guy in motion. You know, you can look the timeout that was called when a player didn't go back on the field after a challenge. It's just you can't make that many mistakes. You just can't do it.
Yeah. All right. I feel like you're doing that well.
All right. So you're the thing that you used to love about sports that's gone or gotten worse.
You know what? It's got to be for me. Back in the day, there was no cell phones. There's no social media. They didn't have fantasy stats on the scoreboards. People just paid attention to the game.
It's kind of a stretch, but okay. Everything's about fantasy and about all those things. All right, you're in the mix. All right, let me take, who's that, Paul? Paul in Havertown. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Do you like the balance of Rob Thompson's the way he calls the game or manages a game by his gut and analytics overall? So far,
I think he leans too much on analytics, but they all do. I mean, it's just, he's no different than a lot of other people. I think,
but he made a lot of decisions last year during the playoffs, and you know, it seemed more from his gut.
Yeah, but a lot of it, I'm sure, was analytics. Some things he had to make. I mean, things fell into place for him last year. That's
agreed.
There's a lot of things that fell into place. I think the Phillies are possibly a playoff team, but I just don't think they're a World Series team.
Okay.
It's hard to get back once you lose. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, and the Eagles got that same
situation. That is correct. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions. You tired of LaFraud James?
Yeah, he's me first, and after the decision, you thought he would have learned, but he hasn't yet.
James Harden being on the roster at the start of the season, but do you want him out?
I want him out.
Okay, and the Eagles' numbers of wins, did you say 11?
I didn't say that, but yes, that's what I'm thinking. 11, okay. Possibly 12. All right.
Things you used to love about sports that have gone away or gotten worse.
The outrageous ticket prices, especially the playoffs. I think Eagles games last year were like $600 to $800 for, you know, it's just ridiculous.
You know, it's amazing. And Live Aid, which
$32.
$32. Is that amazing? All right, Paul, you're in the mix. All right. Now, people brought up, first of all, I told you Eric Clapton, who was at Live Aid, his first group was a group called Ultimate Spinach. I think I still have the album, which is pretty sick. All right. Somebody texted me what they missed is Howard Cosell on boxing events. It's interesting. And I miss Howard Cosell talking to Muhammad Ali. And somebody, another friend of mine, texted me and said, hard tickets for games. You know, and people like to save the tickets. Now it's on your phone. I guess for a lot of people it's easier and it's the way to save, whatever. But I do miss hard tickets too. All right, Dan. We had a bunch of good thoughts on this. What's your call here?
Yes, I'm going to go with Rich's answer, which was old school hockey fights. Add some intrigue
hockey
to the game.
Hockey fights are great. Weren't they great? Oh, my gosh. It would add so much more entertainment to the game. You know, I know there's a skill in the game, but there's too many fringe fans that would get into it if, in fact, you had more fights. You got to have more fights. You got to have just knockdown, drag-out fights. I agree with that. All right, so Rich, where was he from? Do you remember where he's from?
I don't recall, but I have his info.
Okay. All right, Rich, you win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check all the great things out, whether it's catering for your parties or your business events or whatever, at DeBruno.com. There'll be so much great food, especially for things that you might have going on during the summer. And a great, great butcher department, Fresh Meats, down at the Chestnut Street store at 18th and Chestnut. All right, Glenn and Jody McDonald are next. Everybody have a great weekend. We have Phillies baseball. We are lucky to have a day-night doubleheader. And be safe out there this afternoon. For the people that are going to the afternoon game, man, that sun can beat you up. It's a 1 o'clock game, and then there's a 7 o'clock game. Gosh, we don't want baseball to lose a penny by not having two admissions. But whatever. But I appreciate all your participation this morning in another fine show by you, the caller. And I still got to try to find out, why is not Bryce Harper not going to play when he said he could play and he's not going to play? I still have that question. But maybe we'll find out sometime in the next couple of days. Everybody have a great day and a great, great, great weekend. And hydrate. It's important to hydrate. WIP Sports Time now is 9:50. And thanks to Dan Wilson, too. It's 9:55.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.